Now, speaking of hot, Mick McLaughlin is hot to trot. He's a world record holder in golf, and I want to find out more because what I'm reading in the last couple of days has blown my mind. He joins us on the line this morning. Mick, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We are well. We are very well indeed. How are you feeling? Because records suggest to me, as you are now world record holder, Mick, that over the seven-day period just gone, you played 2,001 holes of golf. Is that correct?
That's correct, mate. Yeah, the record, the last record was 2,000, and yeah, I've done one better. What is it? 16 rounds a day, 288 balls over a seven-day period, and then Mother Nature threw her a little bit of spanner into the works as well, but it was all good.
So, lots of questions to be asked here, Mick. lots of questions. The first one is why.
During COVID, I'm on the board of Ronald McDonald House. And
right.
During COVID, we were sitting in a board meeting listening to the accountant giving us the news of how we were going to get some money and where the money was. And I started, we couldn't have any of our face-to-face, like our balls and our rallies and everything else like that. So I thought to myself, how can I generate new money to the charity? And I was on a weekend away in Tenterfield in New South Wales. And you come outside the men's toilet and on the wall is a memorabilia of a guy by the nickname Rusty Gate, who had done 1,800 holes in 7 days. And I had a little bit of amber fluid under my belt and thought, that's good, I can do that, easy. So next morning at breakfast, the boys reminded me that what I was going to do. And I started to think about it on the way back to Brisbane, looked it up, and it went from 1,800 to 2,000. And I thought, what's another 200 holes when you're talking about those numbers anyway? So started to research it a bit more, found out that Gino Benelli of Idaho in America was the current record holder. And then it went from there, started the campaign from there.
Right. So was it easy to organise? Was it the same course? How did it operate? Because it's 200, as you said, it's 288 holes a day.
Yeah. So as I thought naively, this is just golf going round and round and round. How can it be too hard to organise? It was, in the end, we had 40 volunteers a day, media, an events company, food, like you just name it. It was a kind of the rock show had just come to town. and then the preparation, of course. So I played at Brisbane Golf Central. I was hitting 1,200 balls a day. I had two gym sessions a week. I had a PT session a week. I had physiotherapy. I had a nutritionist, and then I brought a masseuse on board. And the masseuse, I don't know, I never had a massage in my life. I'm 58 years of age. And her weapons should be registered as weapons. Her elbow should be registered as weapons. When she starts going deep, holy God.
Well, let's talk about the physical side of it, Mick, because 16 rounds of golf, that is, 288 holes each day around about, that's a lot of steps. Is it, how many steps were you getting a day? Because that's always a good reference point for me. But B, how did your body feel as you were walking around? Was that something that at different times you thought, I don't think I can keep going?
Look, it was card assisted, I did have a buggy, but that was part of the regime. My PT instructor said to me at one stage, "Mick, you know you're going to be getting in and out
in
of
and out.
As many times as you're going to be hitting a shot." So it looked quite funny out at the driving range. Here's an idiot turning up with a buggy to just hit balls, and everybody's looking at me. He hits a shot, he gets into the car. He gets out, he hits another shot. I think people thought I'd lost the plot at that stage. During the event, I thought I had my body prepared real well. I couldn't do any more for it. On Tuesday, the skies opened and the rain was so bad, and we struggled a bit. And the greens were waterlogged, and the course was waterlogged. No golf course in the world would let you continue on like what Wyndham Golf Club did for us. I started to struggle a bit that night. I was soaking wet. And I could barely get the ball off the ground, out of the water. And I actually had to use a chipper on the greens to keep it above the water because it wouldn't. The ball wouldn't. Yeah. One ball went into the hole and the water very nicely pushed it back out. And I looked at the judges, said to the judges, what do I do there? And they said, oh, it's okay. We saw it going in. We know it came back out, but we saw it going in. And then that kind of was the night that sealed the deal, I suppose, because we had a full round to go, and my manager said to me, Mick, we had an extra one in the bank on the Monday, because 16 rounds a day was the calculation that would get us to the record. So on the Sunday night, we did 17 rounds. So we already had one, banked. And my manager said, let's use the one that we got banked. And I said, no, we always said we would bank them early. And this was on the advice of Gino in America. Bank early if you can, because you'll get fatigued towards the end of the week. So I said, no, we're not using that now, just because of a bit of a rain. And I said, in my usual Irish brogue, pig's ass, we're not doing another one. But when I got to the 18th green with one round to go, I kind of thought to myself, well, hold on, this is not just about me. I signed up for this. I knew what I was in for. But all these volunteers are out here in the rain as well, and they're getting soaked, and it's the worst conditions you could ever imagine being in. So I said to them, I said, look, what do you guys think? It's up to you. And they, not one backed out. Everybody said, we're in for the long haul. And I just remember saying to them that night, this is a significant night in this challenge. And then when it came to Saturday, the last day, and my body started to give up on me. So my six rounds to go, my son said to me, Dad, if you keep this pace up, we're going to finish in the dark. And we had played in the dark with the luminous balls, and they're like hitting rocks. And the last thing I wanted with my sore hands was to be hitting those balls, because if you don't get the sweet spot, which I wasn't getting a lot of the time, let me tell you. If you don't get the sweet spot, it goes right, ricochets right through your arms. So I was determined I wasn't going to get play at night. So that meant I had to up the ante. So the next nine holes, we played in 21 minutes. And then that round, we played in 48 minutes, the full round. So we started to chip back at some of the time. But with that, the body started to get... my feet, I lost all feeling in my feet, and I lost feeling in my hands. And I basically, in the last few rounds, I more or less had to put my hands at the back of the club and just beg them to grasp the club. So it was a brain over body experience. So it was interesting. I never felt that before. I never experienced it before. Hope I never experience it again either. But it was.
Well, pain is temporary. Records are forever, Mick. You've achieved that. It's quite remarkable. 16 rounds a day for 7 days straight, for 2,001 holes in 7 days, and raised over $250,000 too for the charity, which is just magnificent. Well done, Mick. Great to get your story today. We look forward to finding out what is next for you and the world of golf.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And the donations are still open. So if any of your listeners want to donate, if they just go to mixgolfchallenge.org. We'd be very grateful if they chip in a little bit if they can.
Right, mixedchallenge.org is the place to go for donations. Well done, Mick. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.